totally run in there and then fight the devil, because that's what's in there next, probably.
Key point. Key point. Key point.
How many times can you key point it?
As many times
as you want, as you have key points. That was 4. I'm rolling under 5 for all of these.
Where do you put my D20? Do you steal my D20?
No.
Yes.
Oh, there it is. Never mind.
A level 85 magic missile would be easy.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So are we going after red?
Whoop on red.
Time for more math.
This is just turning into a slugfest.
Chapter 330, Hissing in Pain. Okay. So, things have gotten tense already. It turns out that you all are now playing in some pretty stratospheric levels here. There's basically you could wipe out entire small cities with the amount of damage that's been thrown back and forth in one round of combat here. Yes, you have opened the doors on apparently 3 infernal creatures. They look even bigger and scarier than the pit fiends that you took on. And everybody knows how scary pit fiends are. It seems like they're at least the big guy's whip can pull people all the way across the battlefield, which is fun. And the other two in front just burst into flames and are searing everything in their path. So there we are.
And Gild are to frame for it. Let's take these guys out.
Okay, so
normal Tuesday in the office.
Yes. Actually, this seems like an abnormal Tuesday in the office. The good news at least is that you did much better initiative than 2/3 of the bad guys. So at least you'll have a chance to go before the ones that are flaming get to go. Okay, so speaking of that, top of the round. And Jade, what do you have to rectify the situation? Your healer is in the middle of all of them and is almost dead. A bunch of you have taken some other damage. It's not good.
Actually, no one's really taking damage besides me and the dog.
And Adri.
Adri got a little bit of a whip.
Yeah. And a little, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine, though. Yeah. It wasn't a lot of damage.
Okay. I will cast Conjure Woodland Beings, get my pixies out onto the field, and they will cast Polymorph on all 3 of them. So 6 of them will cast Polymorph twice if it doesn't work.
Okay.
So each of them have to roll.
Well, let's do first round of polymorphs.
Charisma saving throws for all of them.
Okay. So red, nat 20s.
Okay.
So I'm going to assume that yes. 26 is going to pass.
Yes.
And then wings.
To get.
Gets a 22 on his.
It'd be a very low.
I don't know if they can roll that low.
They can. They only have a plus 6.
And then Brown gets a 22 as well. I'm rolling pretty good. So second round, do you want to just keep focusing on one of them or do you want to?
Yeah, we'll focus on wings.
Wings?
Yeah.
Okay. So wings, they have, the next one is merely a 21.
Still saves.
And again, this one is a 16. Does that do it?
Still saves.
Okay, and finally, the last roll, 22 again.
That still saves. Was that 4? I think you have 1 more.
That was 6 total.
Yeah.
Was that? Okay. You did 3 and 3.
And then 2 more.
2 more on wings?
Yeah.
Okay, because you have 8?
Because I have 8.
Okay. And the next one is a 22 again.
One.
This one's not that good. This one's only an 11.
Oh, he turns into a
fish.
Turtle.
No. Turtle.
Something that is resistant to flame, because as soon as those flames hit it,
it
will
has
die.
To be an animal.
It has to be a beast.
Yeah.
Turtle.
You know what?
Turtle.
And some, one of us can come and swoop him up.
Okay.
Is that one of the ones that was on fire?
Yes, that's one of the ones that's on fire.
Cool. But now he's not on fire, because he's a turtle.
What was the save?
He was got 13.
Oh. You got 11.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a matter of time. That's why you have 8 of them.
I want you to play some mini with that.
Yes.
Oh. A turtle.
Can we just real quick define what space he's in now?
We are going to put the turtle down as we speak.
Okay, you're putting too much thought into this turtle.
Yeah. We don't need that
he's
level
tiny
of detail.
Tiny, too. He should be very small. Like the size of that eraser.
Now it's half a turtle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an urtle.
It's an urtle.
Yeah, maybe it turns into like a sea turtle.
What
like a...
spaces? Oh, never mind. That's well. Can we clarify what spaces Brown is in as well?
Brown is pretty securely in those four spaces there. Yeah.
He was in like six of them. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Not the space I wanted him to be in.
Too bad. Too bad.
That's actually thoroughly unfortunate.
Okay. Blame your sister.
He was actually probably more in.
Are there
space,
are there two but... spaces between Red and the wall?
One.
One.
Or are two
sorry,
spaces?
Wall.
What? Oh, yeah. Between like Cotter and it.
There's
yeah.
two spaces.
Yeah, there's two spaces
between this
yeah.
wall, one space behind it.
Yeah.
To the wall.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I still have turns. My dog gets to go. He will bite. Not the turtle. He will bite at. Maybe he should just take the turtle and start running.
You should move that turtle out of the way so these guys don't yeah. unturtle him. Because they're smart. They'll just kill it and you'll get another bad guy. And you can pick him up just like
just
as a free
grab.
Yeah.
Yeah. My dog's going to go run over to the turtle, pick him up in his mouth, and start running out the door.
Sweet. Okay, he'll take a attack of opportunity as he tries to leave the space there with Red. Oh, that's an at 20.
That's okay.
Okay, so
he's strong.
He gets it with the long sword. So I need yet more d8s. Okay, and that is 33 points of slashing damage. And 26 points of lightning damage as he...
What's that halved?
13. Oh, yeah, and we did look in between sessions, and yeah, the dog does get only half damage against elemental attacks, so... Okay. And runs over, grabs the turtle, picks it up in his mouth, runs back to the back.
Right back, and starts going down the hall. Just leave it in a closet?
Yeah. Just leave him in a holy closet.
So for all intents and purposes now, that is a turtle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it permanent? It's
for
not true
for an hour.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's enough time to get out of here.
Well, it's enough time to deal with those, mm-hmm. so we're not dealing with them.
Hey, Owen.
And now I can do it next turn.
Now,
eight more times.
If you
seven
have it, or a Bryce, if you have it, now you could try banishment on the turtle.
I was thinking
that's
about
just
that.
For a minute, though.
Well,
yeah, but if
yeah,
he
but
doesn't
if
come
it,
back.
If you hold it for a minute, then he's gone back to his plane.
I actually don't know the exact mechanics of polymorph. But yeah, after the fight, I can wholly banish it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
As long as the mechanics of polymorph work that way.
All right.
Okay. And so the Brown is going to use one of its legendary actions because that happened. And it's going to whip attack at the only target it has in front of it, which unfortunately is Kreval.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got... Well, you're invisible. Never mind.
It's got Red.
Yeah, he could get his own guy.
So that's a net one, so that's going to miss no matter what.
Nice.
Take that, Brown.
That kind of makes
Brown
up for
looking?
All of them. Well, he's been hit a bunch of times. So he doesn't look too bad.
Oh.
Still, he's been hit a bunch of times. Okay, and then next up is Adri. Adri,
okay.
You just got a dog ran past you with a turtle in his mouth.
What's the lighting like in here?
It's illuminated by burning, very bright burning bad guys. But aside of that, there's no light at all in here.
Okay, so, I mean, there's probably a lot of shadows, especially with those sarcophagi.
Any of those sarcophagi sticking up about 4 feet, there's a shadow going away from
Red in that
one.
So, like, if where I'm at right now, still in the doorway, that's probably shadow, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in the sarcophagi is, like, behind Brown, that's probably shadows, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so if I were to shadow step way over there and then shoot him, would that count as him being surprised? Do you think that would surprise him a little bit?
You would get advantage for shooting from behind.
Would he be surprised?
I don't know if he'd be surprised. Okay. Roll a stealth roll.
Okay.
And we'll pit that against his perception.
Okay. Where's my stealth? Why can't I find my...
Under dexterity.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Ooh. 27.
He Sweet. Does not expect that happening, and so awesome. Yeah, you have him in a surprise situation.
Critical roll, yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna expend 2 charges on my legendary bow, and I will shoot him with guiding bolt. And because he is surprised, it's an automatic crit.
Neat.
And I have advantage too, right?
Yep. It's automatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, good thing.
Wait, it's an automatic crit. It's an automatic crit.
It's a crit.
Doesn't
if
mean
she
it's
hits.
An automatic hit, though. Oh, yeah. Well, that shot goes wide, which is.
Well, how much did you hit?
An enormous bump. Well, I don't think I had an advantage. I rolled a 2 and then a 3. I don't think a 16 is going to hit.
A 16, in fact, does not hit.
Yeah,
it does with Word of God's blessing, and I attend to it.
Yay! Cool.
Wait. See,
yeah.
You're unconscious.
20. No, I'm awake.
26.
Barely,
then.
But I'm awake.
26, in fact, does hit.
Sweet. Then we get our automatic crit.
He was almost unconscious, but he rolled a nat 1 on the whip attack that would have knocked him unconscious. So
we've got
the numbers are rolling in your favor.
1, 3, 5, 10 points of critical of radiant damage for the first chunk of these, but because it's critical, I do it twice. 23 points of radiant damage. And then my sneak attack.
And double up that too.
What?
You get to double your sneak attack damage because it's a crit.
Oh,
any dice, right. Any dice is rolled.
So 23, 27, 29, 31, 34 points of damage.
Okay.
And then at my second shot, which also has advantage because of guiding bolts. Does a 24 hit?
A 24 does hit.
Sweet.
We've maintained that 19 has hit everything so far.
Okay.
So.
And then that's just a regular, but still maximum 14 points of piercing.
Okay.
Do you say John Wick as you shoot that?
John.
Because that was
no.
A John Wick move.
Then I don't like being in a corner like this.
No one puts baby in the corner?
Yeah. Is this a doorway? What's
that's
this
the archway
on?
To some large space out that direction.
Okay.
We should totally run in there and then fight the devil because that's what's in there next, probably.
A wandering Asmodeus.
Yeah, right. Grandpa.
I'm going to move so that I'm by Cotter, because I feel like that's a safer
okay.
space
you
to be in.
You might want to just follow the wall that way, though, because if you get close, they're going to get attacks of opportunity. They have reach.
Is that true?
They do have reach. They whipped you at 30 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, so if I tried to move along the wall...
They can still whip you.
Oh, well, then I'm going to do that.
Well, if she's in a... Is she within that space of a... What do you call it? The state that... threatened space. What's their threatened space?
Yeah,
so their reach is 30 feet. So if you move within 30 feet, they
I'm
can
in
do
a threatened space. Okay. Well,
that's
then.
My dog? Oh, wait. Yeah, it did.
Here,
then I'd rather not risk getting hit in this current position. So that's it.
Okay. Anyways, so.
That was a nice round.
It's like 40 something points.
So despite the fact you don't want to be hit in this current position, it's going to turn and use its whip attack on you. So we'll see if I can.
Well, but now it's on my turn.
Better than that one. Okay, so that is a 30 to hit you.
Yeah. Sorry?
30, 3-0.
Yeah, that does.
Mm. Okay. Actually, 31, sorry.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm glad you clarified.
She can only be hit by even-numbered rolls.
Yeah.
So that is 11 points of slashing damage. And 7 points of... lightning damage. I need a strength saving throw.
Key point.
How many times can you key point it?
As many times.
As you want. Oh. As you have key points. That was 4. I'm rolling under 5 for all of these. Oh, man. Okay.
And she has lucky on top of that.
19.
Okay. 19 does not do
it. Dang it.
As we saw from 22 not doing it earlier.
That's right.
Okay. So the tendrils of the whip wrap around you, and it pulls you right up next to it. So right, put it right next to the yeah, side right there. Perfect, yeah.
Just bonk my head on the sarcophagus, too.
Okay. Well, that was exciting.
I got choices.
That was a mistake.
Yes. Unfortunately, you're not going. But Kerval is. So, Kerval, you get to go next.
Yeah, the glaive will glow, and then the energy will transfer inside me, and I will heal myself with heal for 70 points. That's 5 charges.
So you can last one more round.
If or that. And then as a bonus action, this is probably not going to work, but I need a charisma saving throw from both devils.
Okay. So Brown gets a 20 even.
Okay.
And Red gets a nat 20 for 26.
Can you bend luck on the 20?
Is that the third nat 20 you've done today?
He's rolling with advantage on everything.
Yeah.
What spell is this again?
Divine Word.
Slay. Ooh.
And it's a 50-50. If you roll with bend luck and you go to 2 or higher, then it'll work. Or a 3 or higher. Sorry, it's a 50-50.
Divine Word?
Yeah.
Word.
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 It's up to you if you can bend luck.
Because I was saving my
it's up to you.
My Ben Luck for banishment.
Look at this. It's
Horseback's Plane of Origin. If he fails, he'll be banished.
This is a higher level banishment. Okay.
Okay. Yep. I will Ben Luck
on the 20?
On the 20, yeah. Right? It'll be the 20?
The non-natural 20, yes.
Okay, yeah, non-natural, yes. The lower one.
Yeah.
Yay, 3.
Okay, so he will fail. So he
actually,
oh, of course,
he's going to use one of his legendary resistances, and he chooses to make that.
He just goes, okay.
Nope. Only in Infernal. Yep. Nope.
That's what it sounds like.
Yep. Okay. Anything else there, Kerval?
Nope.
Okay. And
this is just turning into a slugfest.
It is, quite.
Well, I haven't been able to really go yet. Now it's going to be hurting time on this thing.
So, what does he want to do?
Die? Because he's about to.
Because that was a pretty dangerous attack. So, I think he will use his last legendary action and try to whip you there, Kerval. So,
but he doesn't have a weird planner shaped red hat on.
Yeah, there we are. So that is a 25 to hit.
Yep.
Okay. So you take 12 points of slashing damage. Mm-hmm. And 9 points of lightning damage. So you get half of that.
How many points of lightning?
9. So that'll be half of that. So half you get 4.
Okay.
Not a stupendous response, but there we are. Okay. And then next up is Wings, who is flailing around as a turtle and being used as a dog toy. So, oh well. So then that means you guys get to go, all of you get to go before the bad guys do. So, Arlen, what are you going to do?
So are we going after Red?
Whoop on Red.
Time for more math.
More magic.
So just as a reminder, sorcerer friend of ours, they get advantage. So far, I've rolled advantage on all spells, and they have a very high resistance to everything that we've tried. So if you have something that's just guaranteed to do damage, that's probably the best bet.
They only have +6 to wisdom.
I could do that too. Yeah, that's definitely.
I'm just throwing it out there. You do what you though.
A level 85 magic missile would be
something like that. Yeah.
But first, we're going to do. We're going to try and make it a little easier to hit them. So we're going to use 2 sorcery points for a quicken spell and a 3rd level spell slot to try and cast slow on them again. So I need a
wisdom.
Wisdom saving throw, please.
Okay. So Red gets a 18 on its wisdom saving throw.
Go on.
And Brown gets a nat 20 for a 24.
Okay, that one succeeds. The 18, unfortunately, does fail.
Okay.
Yes, he's slow.
He's slow.
He goes,
perfect.
Bro.
Cool, you have given enough time to make up your mind. So therefore, its speed is halved. It has a minus 2 penalty to AC and dexterity saving throws.
Which one is this?
It cannot use reactions. On its turn, it can either use an action or a bonus action, not both. Regardless of the creature's abilities or magic items, it cannot make more than one melee or ranged attack on its turn. Mm-hmm. If it decides to cast a spell, more stuff happens.
Yep, I remember the more stuff.
It lasts 1 minute or save ends.
Or concentration.
They can save at the end of their turn, right?
Wait, so they save every round?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At the end of their turn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the end of their
nice.
Turn.
Good.
It's a very powerful mm-hmm. spell.
Good. Yeah.
Yep.
One of the most powerful.
And it's only third level, which is a little ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's a massive debuff.
And that's okay, on
so
red.
That,
that's
so that was your bonus right? action. What's your action?
That was on red, right?
Yeah.
That was on red, yes. Which one are we dogpiling?
Red.
Red now, apparently, yeah.
Cool.
And what's the negative on its AC again?
Two.
Negative
minus
two?
Two.
Okay.
And it has a minus two to dexterity saving throws.
Good enough.
That's I'm
good
going enough. To use 6 charges from my Wand of Magic Missile on Red.
Wait, why are we splitting damage?
We're not. We're targeting Red now, right?
Yeah.
But yes.
Brown's not dead yet.
Yeah, but we're targeting
Red.
Red
of the two, Red is okay. the more hurt. Like, when it's your turn, go full paladin on this red one.
Actually, I think I have to move up one square behind Cotter into the closer to me.
Yep.
So I can actually see them. Yeah, so I'm going to roll some dice real quick.
Now you turned it into a spear. Thank you very much.
The dumb spear.
It's more like a blast of sound.
He's a megaphone. Uh-huh. He goes, bro.
Only in Infernal. Oh.
He's kind of posing.
Infernal sounds like whatever, but it always has
an and
actual
one
sound.
Sorcery point to reroll my ones.
Must have been a lot of ones.
And because of spell bombardment, I get to roll another one an extra time to add more damage.
But he has
so
one,
there.
He has at least one max damage then, I think.
It's like that when TikTok with the sorcerer doing this for like 10 minutes and it's like little witch bolt. This is gonna 7 points of damage.
After all that, yeah.
37 points of force damage, please.
By the way, to do that, like, sorcerer math, he did a full, like, magical girl transformation.
I did.
What?
So is Red looking ouchy?
Red's still pretty hale, but definitely damaged at this point.
Well.
Okay, and then Cotter, what are you going to do?
I'm going to walk over and smack it.
Okay.
So... Oh, it's over here. That's why I couldn't find it.
Let me clear out our tray.
Where do you put my D20? Do you steal my D20?
No.
Yes.
Oh, there it is. Never mind.
Oh.
All right. First attack is a 19 to hit.
A 19 hits exactly. Although now it hits exceptionally because it's -2 on the AC.
Yeah.
So you do definitely hit it.
Oh.
Word up.
Good, because actually it was a 18. So it's a good thing.
That oh, good. Yeah, good thing we had that slow on him.
Okay, 4th level Divine Smite. And thank you for the reminder that it's a fiend earlier, but this works with it. So, weapon, cool, smite, undead. Did you steal my dice? Yeah. Undead. Weapon, cool, smite, undead. 1, 2...
You need to make a chart.
It's not real hard. If the math, it's like really the math is if it's a 4th level D8, it's 4D8.
34. Yeah, the problem was I had to search out all of my dice.
If it was 5th level, it'd be 5D8.
Is it worth me rolling fire damage?
At second, at two, at second level.
At first level.
It is, in fact, not.
Two, three, four, five.
Okay, so I won't roll them then.
Well, then I should have rolled another d8.
So that is?
As evidenced by the fact that it's wreathed in fire currently.
Right.
Yeah,
way.
But I mean, it still might. You never know.
Okay. When, this when fire like, hurts. Oh, he's
Connor's not the wisest paladin.
30.
No.
36,
when he's
37.
Like, oh, it's almost dead. You're like, oh, I forgot my divine, my
d8
from so
37
long ago.
Plus 4, 41 points of damage.
41? Nice. Okay.
Now do it again.
Second attack.
Oh, and you take 10 points of fire damage for striking his flaming body.
All right. I take that much damage. Second attack is a non-natural 20.
Okay.
And I'm going to do it again. It's very convenient because I don't even have to like search out or change my dice. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 times 8 is 32 plus 5 is 37 plus 4 is another 41 points of damage.
Okay.
Wow. Good consistency. And that is my turn.
Okay. And you take
someone's been having their
points.
Fiber because he's got good consistency.
You take 11 points of fire damage for daring to strike its flaming body.
Are you sure he couldn't just do the exact same amount of damage? That would be convenient.
Yeah. Afraid not.
He's not consistent.
Okay. And then, Sorzak, you get to go. I assume you're done there, Cotter?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Sorzak, you get to go. What are you going to do?
So I can take on red, or I can go on brown and distract him from you two. What should I do?
Take on
red.
All right.
Yeah, just get it. Just take him out.
I'm going to move.
Because we'll overall have less damage potential against us if there's fewer of them.
Well, I'm going to key point for Fury of Blows. I get advantage. I am invisible. And the first two strikes will be with, they're all with my fist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to slam. So let's see. Oh, I only add 14 to this. 16! Wow.
And you miss.
Well, he has advantage.
That's,
yeah, that was your first roll. That's your real roll.
Oh, the real roll. Oh, that's right. So that's 20-something. That hits. Then. So that's a mere 1d10. So that is 18.
Max damage.
Okay.
Second. Oh, and you
take 12 points of fire damage for striking his fiery skin.
That's
but
fine.
You're having it because you're a tiefling.
I don't care about that. Some strange vibrations are set up in his body.
Okay.
That's nice.
And then second hit, which will be 21.
Hits.
For 14 points of damage.
Okay, and you take 7 in return, or excuse me, 14 in return, so 7 total for you.
I scoff. Uh-huh. Okay, and another one. So that's 20-something.
20-something hits?
Yeah. Oh, that's only 9 points.
Okay, and you get 13 points in return.
So 6. All right, and my fourth hit. Ooh.
So close.
That's a 30-something.
Yep.
And that is another 14 points of damage.
Okay, he's looking pretty
pretty
damaged, and you take 7 points this time in return.
All right, that was nice, Flame Boy. Didn't
nothing
do much
from your
to
fancy
me.
Knuckles?
Those were all, I'm saving those charges because we got a dark room.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, there could be photographs in there.
Wait. It hurt me. Mm-hmm. That means I'm going to have to do divine retribution for 3d10 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
It hurt me.
It hurt me.
Nobody makes me burn my own blood.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, that's nice. 12, 20 points of radiant.
Okay. And you see just a circle of radiance come up around it, and just kind of these flames of pure white just encircle his body, and it just screams, and this tornado of black just sucks into the ground, and it's gone.
Nice. That's a good way to end it. Yeah.
Nerd. Okay.
Okay.
This has gotten a lot more in our favor.
Yeah.
Quivering palm it.
So yeah, Brown is unhappy about what's going on here.
My buddies.
Yeah, we took out its two pals
with relative ease, and it's entered, and it's about to die.
So, how's it going to do this?
He could just go back home.
He could.
We should say, why don't you just go back to whatever plane you're from, or we'll send you there ourselves.
So it's going to step backwards one square, so Kraval, you will get an attack of opportunity on it.
30.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, so I will do a D10 for the glaive, a D8 because I'm a cleric, it's a new round. I will expend 3 more charges, so 3d6.
Hurt him a lot.
I'm going to. And then I will copy the other paladin and do a 4th level Divine Smite, which will be 4 more d8.
What type of, what are you going to say? You cannot step away from the mighty, you know, come on, you got to come up with some sort of righteous.
One more d8 because they're a fiend.
So, come on, where's your righteous words?
Don't have them right now. I'm pissing too much in pain.
My ribs! Stab.
No foining.
See, so that's 8 points of slashing. And then 14 points of force. And then 9, 10, 11, 23 points of radiant.
Okay.
Which are yours?
That hurt him. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of lowers his chin down to about the level of your foreheads.
Awesome.
And just this putrid gray gas just emanates from him. And you can actually see like little tiny skulls in the eddies of this gaseous thing. And it covers basically all of the room there to the sides and in front of him. So basically, Adri, Kraval, and Sorzak, and
Cotter
will be affected by this. This is the Breath of Despair.
Technicolor.
Oh,
so
sad.
You must make a wisdom saving throw. So some of you might be able to do that. Too bad it's not intelligent.
Bryce, how big is your radius for your protection?
30 feet.
So I think that covers everyone, right?
And we need a 24, right? 24 on these guys.
Okay, that's better.
So I got a reroll. Reroll. I don't want demon barf all over me. Ooh.
That was me earlier.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I did get a 24.
Oh, that's just a 20. Wow. Please. Ooh.
Dude, there you go.
That's a 28.
So I rolled a 4.
Plus 5. Don't you have you? Do you not get your own plus?
He gets his own plus. Yeah.
This is a wisdom, right?
Your wisdom, yep. Which we know
actually,
that
actually this is
he's not good at.
17.
Oh, I forgot.
Okay.
Oh, I don't get his plus 5.
And Adri got a.
I don't get plus 5 this far away from you, do I?
Yes, you're just within range. Just within
then
range.
I got a 29.
Okay, and Sorzak.
28.
And Kraval.
35.
Okay, so the only one that's affected,
I
which
is a natural 20,
which is too bad for the. Too bad for the bad guy. The only one's affected is Cotter. So Cotter, where's all my d10s?
You are despaired.
You've got.
I am
demon barf,
this
man.
This couldn't be frightened damage, is it? I'm immune to being frightened.
frightened damage. Well, the damage isn't, but you'll be immune from the frightened condition. But you still take. Well, that's not a terribly good roll. 27 points of psychic damage from this.
No.
So yeah, that did not go as well as the bad guy was hoping for. He was hoping to immobilize all of you.
So the little skulls like chatter evil things into your ears?
Yes.
They're like,
loser!
You are to fall.
Okay, so yeah, that didn't work out nearly as well as I was hoping. Okay.
Welcome to our world.
And that is the end of the second round. So, as usual...
Was that 27 points of damage?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, and that's where we're going to stop today.
Dungeon Master's Notes. Okay, well, things were looking pretty bad at the end of the last round, but with a couple of hijinks from the party, things have turned around a little bit and there might be some hope. But you never know, because this last fiend seems to be the most powerful of the group. So they've gotten Krival back from death's door, but will that be enough for them to triumph over this last creature from the underworld? We'll have to wait for the next episode to find out. Until then, rate us and subscribe wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Email us at relicofthepastpodcast@gmail.com with questions or comments. Follow us at Relic of the Past or Relic of the Past Podcast on your social media feeds. And thank you for playing in the world that lives inside my head.